אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום, אוסטרליה. Despite stiff opposition to annexation from the EU and ambivalence from the US, which is grappling with multiple domestic crises, Prime Minister Netanyahu said on Tuesday that he is intent on going forward with unilaterally annexing all the settlements and the Jordan Valley, a total of some 30% of the West Bank, provided he has American support. He told settler leaders that the July the 1st date he says set may have to be postponed. On Wednesday, Sergey Lavrov and Samach Shukri, the foreign ministers of Russia and Egypt respectively, warned Israel against unilaterally annexing parts of the West Bank. US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke out on Thursday against Israel's plans to annex, saying it would damage American interests in the Middle East. Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi on Thursday warned against Israeli annexation of the parts of the West Bank, saying the move would lead to confrontation, anarchy and hopelessness. On Thursday, Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz of Likud said that the Israeli government had not fully adopted the Trump-Israeli-Palestinian peace plan, but is planning to accept only those parts that favour Israel. Jerusalem and Heritage Minister Rafi Peretz said on Friday that he would oppose parts of the Trump administration's plan. These voices reflect a growing chorus of right-wing opposition to the Palestinian state outlined in the plan. Also on Thursday, Jordan Valley Regional Council head David El-Khayani, who has been leading a settler opposition to the US plan because it leaves open the possibility of a Palestinian state, said the plan was like being force-fed cake. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas is set to come to Israel on Wednesday for an urgent visit to warn Prime Minister Netanyahu against unilateral annexation of territory. Maas will warn Netanyahu that the move will harm Israel's ties with the European Union and with Germany in particular. The Israel Democracy Institute on Wednesday issued the results of a survey conducted earlier in the week that showed that 50% of Israelis supported annexation, provided that it had American support. 31% opposed it and the rest were undecided. 58% believed it would lead to violence. Thousands of Israelis gathered at Tel Aviv's Rabin Square last night to protest Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to annex large parts of the West Bank beginning on July 1st. Police on Friday backtracked on a decision to ban the protests, saying it could go ahead if social distancing regulations would be maintained. They said the number of participants should be limited to 2,000. However, they did not have the means to limit the crowd. Organisers called on participants to wear masks and adhere to social distancing guidelines, placing markers throughout Rabin Square so that demonstrators could stand separate. But the crowding overwhelmed the preparations. The event, titled No to the Occupation, No to Annexation, Yes to Democracy, was organised by the Meretz Party and the Hadash Communist faction of the Majority Arab Joint List, along with several other rights groups. It began with a march from the Tel Aviv Art Museum to Rabin Square. Protesters waved Israeli and Palestinian flags, with several dozen holding up pictures of Iyad Halak, a Palestinian man with autism, who was shot dead last week in Jerusalem's Old City by police who said they thought he was carrying a gun. Meretz Party Chairman Nitzan Horowitz addressed the crowd saying, "We cannot replace an occupation of dozens of years with an apartheid that will last forever. Yes to two states for two peoples, no to violence and bloodshed, no to annexation, yes to peace." Horowitz condemned Kahol Levan Chairman and Defence Minister Benny Gantz, Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi and Labour Chairman Amir Peretz for raising their hands and crawling to the other side. Calling annexation a war crime, Horowitz said it will cost Israel millions as the economy is already reeling due to the coronavirus. Labour MK Merav Michaeli, who has said she will not join the Netanyahu government along with the rest of her party, also addressed the crowd. There have been three more fatalities from the coronavirus since Thursday, bringing the national death toll to 295. According to Health Ministry figures, there have been 17,752 recorded coronavirus infections in Israel since the start of the pandemic, up 46 yesterday. Of the 2,407 active cases, 39 people are in a serious condition. The jump in new cases came after the daily infection rate steadily dropped through much of May, with Israel easing restrictions on movement, economic activity and gatherings that were put into place to contain the virus. Last Saturday night, the government announced new regulations and a draft resolution of the new measures was reported on Sunday night. But on Monday, both Prime Minister Netanyahu and his coalition partner Benny Gantz said that the government would not allow police officers to enter and search homes without a warrant as part of the legislative package of emergency measures to fight the ongoing threat of the virus. A major source of new infections are schools. 330 of the new cases in the past 2 weeks have been amongst students and staff in reopened educational institutions. 103 schools and daycare centres where cases of COVID-19 have been identified have now been closed to stem the spread of the virus. And 13,702 people are in quarantine because of potential exposure to it. The Health Ministry wants to close all schools, but has been overruled. 9 cases of the coronavirus have been diagnosed amongst residents and staff of the Ahuzat Eyal nursing home in central Israel. The first case at the nursing home was found at the start of the week as part of a program to randomly test staff and residents of elder care facilities in an attempt to get ahead of possible outbreaks. After staff and residents were retested on Thursday, 6 residents and a further 2 workers were diagnosed with the virus. Only one has symptoms. MK Samu Abu Shahadeh of the Joint List announced on Thursday that he had tested positive for the virus, forcing the Knesset to suspend most activities on Thursday. Abu Shahadeh entered quarantine 2 days earlier after his driver was diagnosed with the pathogen. The Maccabi Tel Aviv soccer team was fined on Thursday after players and fans celebrated a win next to a stadium on Wednesday in contravention of social distancing regulations. Maccabi Tel Aviv will pay 20,000 shekel to a medical institution treating victims of the coronavirus. 150 Israelis overnight on Wednesday visited Joseph's tomb, located inside an area of the West Bank under full Palestinian control, despite the Palestinian Authority declaring last week that it was ending all security cooperation with Israel. The pilgrims were escorted as usual by Israeli soldiers. The IDF said there were no irregular incidents during the visit and the prayer service, the first held there since February. Jerusalem's Ashkenazi Chief Rabbi Aryeh Stern paid a condolence call on Tuesday evening to the family of Iyad Halek, the 32-year-old East Jerusalem man with special needs who was shot to death by police the previous Saturday. Stern expressed his sorrow to the family over the tragedy. Defence Minister Benny Gantz expressed sorrow on Sunday. The policemen involved in the incident gave conflicting accounts of the events. The two were questioned under caution on the day of the incident. One officer was placed under house arrest and his commander was released from custody under restrictive conditions. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.